By 11 o'clock, the whole school seemed to be out in the stands around the Quidditch pitch. Many students had binoculars. The seats might be raised high in the air, but it was still difficult to see what was going on sometimes. Ron and Hermione joined Neville, Seamus, and Dean, the West Ham fan, up in the top row. As a surprise for Harry, they had painted a large banner on one of the sheets Scabbers had ruined. It said, "Potter for President," and Dean, who was good at drawing, had done a large Gryffindor lion underneath. Then Hermione had performed a tricky little charm so that the paint flashed different colours. Meanwhile, in the locker room, Harry and the rest of the team were changing into their scarlet Quidditch robes. Slytherin would be playing in green. Wood cleared his throat for silence. "Okay, men," he said. "And women," said Chaser Angelina Johnson. "And women," Wood agreed. "This is it."
"The big one," said Fred Weasley.
"The one we've all been waiting for," said George. "We know Oliver's speech by heart," Fred told Harry. "We were on the team last year."
"Shut up, you two," said Wood.
"This is the best team Gryffindor's had in years. We're going to win. I know it." He glared at them all as if to say, "or else." "Right, it's time. Good luck, all of you." Harry followed Fred and George out of the locker room, and hoping his knees weren't going to give way, walked onto the field to loud cheers. Madame Hooch was refereeing. She stood in the middle of the field, waiting for the two teams, her broom in her hand.
"Now, I want a nice, fair game, all of you," she said, once they were all gathered around her.
Harry noticed that she seemed to be speaking particularly to the Slytherin captain, Marcus Flint, a sixth year. Harry thought Flint looked as if he had some troll blood in him. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw the fluttering banner high above, flashing "Potter for President" over the crowd. His heart skipped. He felt braver.
"Mount your brooms, please."
Harry clambered onto his Nimbus 2000. Madame Hooch gave a loud blast on her silver whistle. 15 brooms rose up, high, high into the air. They were off.
"And the quaffle is taken immediately by Angelina Johnson of Gryffindor. What an excellent chaser that girl is, and rather attractive too."
"Jordan!"
"Sorry, Professor." The Weasley twins' friend, Lee Jordan, was doing the commentary for the match, closely watched by Professor McGonagall.
"And she's really belting along up there. A neat pass to Alicia Spinett, a good friend of Oliver Wood's. Last year, only a reserve. Back to Johnson. And no, the Slytherins have taken the quaffle. Slytherin captain Marcus Flint gains the quaffle, and off he goes. Flint flying like an eagle up there. He's going to score. No, stopped by an excellent move by Gryffindor keeper Wood. And the Gryffindors take the quaffle. That's chaser Katie Bell of the Gryffindor there. Nice dive around Flint. Off, up the field, and ooch! That must have hurt. Hit in the back of the head by a bludger. Quaffle taken by the Slytherins. That's Adrian Pusey speeding off toward the goalpost, but he's blocked by a second bludger, sent his way by Fred or George Weasley, can't tell which. Nice play by the Gryffindor beater, anyway, and Johnson back in possession of the quaffle. A clear field ahead, and off she goes. She's really flying. Dodges a speeding bludger. The goalposts are ahead. Oh, come on now, Angelina. Keeper Bletchley dives. Misses. Gryffindor's score!"